It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
All right, Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. We are known as the Bankroll Boys, and we're back for another week here on the podcast. Appreciate all the feedback we've been getting and all the negative feedback we've been getting, Dan Lifshitz.
That's true. I'm okay with the negative feedback, but if you're going to call us out, at least call us out appropriately. You know, if you want to give me shit for Arizona last week, more than fair. I think that's more than fair. But if you're going to start just being a dick to be a dick, like, you know, last night, for instance, I had the Celtics. I had the Thunder plus one, Joe. I had the Thunder plus one versus the Celtics. Now, the previous four nights, I'd given out free picks. I'm just, you know,
not a tout, not a service.
No, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to give you guys some informational picks that I'm getting, you know, whatever, some stuff that I like, whatever, a combo of whatever. Okay. I give out, you know, some free picks. I'm not charging anything. I don't have a service. Just being a nice guy. I went 5-1 in those 4 days. Last night I said, I don't like the slate. But I said I'd give out a daily free pick, so here's my pick for today, okay? Didn't like it. Didn't like anything last night, really. Gave out a pick. It lost. Immediately just get tons of crap. Tons of crap about a pick from whatever. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I have an account that like just loves to literally spends their time like jumping on my pick.
So it might even have your name in there.
It literally does.
Their handle?
It literally does.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's an account that literally just tracks Edward likes to talk about everything I do. And so anyways, this guy has been quiet for the past 6 weeks. Not kidding. 6 weeks because I've just been slaying for the past couple weeks. And now I lose one pick last night. And boom, pop out of the woodwork. Here he is along with some other douche who's just trying to get me to engage in a picks contest. And I picks with them every single week.
Yeah, pick contest.
No, dude.
A race down the street.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I do a podcast.
I'm faster than you.
Jesus Christ. Like, I do a podcast, all my picks. I put them on Twitter. I'm not going in the Yahoo.
It's recorded on the show every week.
Really? I'm not going into Yahoo and doing that, dude. I have better ways to spend my time than to waste it on your stupid pick contest. You have no, you didn't even know what a freaking sharp was last night. He was just being, oh, I'm not square. Oh, yeah, I'm not square. Just honestly,
hey,
guys,
last
come
night,
on.
Dan, it was hip to be square when the Celtics came back and won that game.
No, it was.
But
I'll
be honest with you. I felt like I was on the square side.
Yeah,
and I felt like it the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I probably knowing should have taken the Thunder first half. I considered it, just doing it. It was the only pick. It was the only thing I put money on last night. The only thing. I didn't like anything last night. Sometimes you just don't like things, and you just don't have to force anything. I forced a pick last night because of the stupid daily pick thing I was trying to do. That is done. I'm now done with that.
So,
yeah, so I'll wait till the weekend.
I'll give you the picks on the podcast. I'm done with this.
Dan tried.
You pissed him off. I was trying to be nice.
He's out.
I went 6-2, and you guys gave me shit for it. I'm done. The end.
All right. So we've been starting the shows with a little rant off the bat. You know, because I do think that in gambling, like, it's not easy. It's not perfect. It's like, you know, we're up, we're down, we swing, we miss, we hit, we gloat, we lose, we pout. It's just an emotional process.
But you're not going to hit every pick, Joe. And just people don't understand that. They want you to hit every single pick every single night. It doesn't work like that, man. It's a grind.
Well, speaking of hitting every pick, Washington State in college has hit every single time.
Yes, 7-0 against the spread.
And they beat Oregon last week, and a lot of money was on Oregon.
They did. I told you I like Washington State, so that was a spot. However, I also told you that I liked NC State, and they were...
They got whopped.
And
by the way,
I had a whole bunch of people who told me, do not, whatever you do, play NC State. So I end up staying away, but I understand I gave them on the podcast, so many apologies. But yeah, they got walloped.
I had Cincinnati. They lost in overtime to Temple. They won, though. They were winning the whole entire game. And then with 2 minutes to go, they decided to throw the ball three times instead of run the ball three times.
I don't know what that was about. Not good. I had my only official college football pick last week was Purdue. And I had a parlay for fun with Ohio State, which it did not cover. But Purdue was my pick last week, my one college football pick, because I've been trying to reduce them. And they won easily. So it was a runaway game.
Speaking of perfect in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs now 7-0 against the spread.
Incredibly impressive. Again.
Just what about this week?
We'll get to that, Joe. But I have been on a goose chase to try and get a loss for Kansas City.
You said Mahomes is going to suck.
I said Mahomes is going to suck.
And it's not me busting your balls.
No, it's okay.
Like you have something against Kansas City.
I'm okay with you calling me. That's okay. More than fair, I said Mahomes is going to suck. Agreed. I said that Kansas City was going to eventually suck. Agreed. Yeah, no, I was wrong about that team, and I continuously be wrong with them. I'm done chasing them. I did not chase with Cincinnati last week, and I'm just not going to chase with them anymore. I'm done chasing Kansas City, at least until the books catch up with them. Now, this week, they're laying a 10 spot at home versus Denver. And
Is it Denver or Green Bay?
Kansas City's facing Denver this
week. Oh, is it that? Okay. Yes. All right,
so that the Rams are laying 10.
Get my
10.
Lines right here.
The Rams are laying 10 to Green Bay.
There you go.
But, Kansas City laying 10 to Denver, and I refuse to play that one as well. Not playing it. I'm done. I was wrong in Kansas City. You have to know when to be able to admit you're wrong and move on.
And now you fade them.
And so, okay, so here's an interesting thing, Joe. 2007, the Pats went 16-0, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The last eight games of the year, 2-6 against the spread.
Wow.
In the playoffs, they were 1-2 against the spread, obviously. They lost that game. So just, again, it is the Chiefs are not reminiscent of that team because they're not even close to as good defensively, but just in general, in the way current terms of covering every single spread, eventually the number is going to catch up with the Chiefs and eventually they will stop covering. Maybe it's this week versus Denver. Maybe it's another week versus someone else, but eventually that team will stop covering. Pretty simple.
One critique I received on the show was, announce our picks more, meaning, you know how we call them PPs, podcast players? That means that if you're listening to our show and we say PP, that means you should be paying attention. But no, they want us to announce the picks more.
Okay.
So I already have one in the NFL this week. I'll announce it now and then we'll break it down. I have Washington as a pick'em at the Giants this week.
Okay.
I hate that.
Divisional play. Divisional game.
We'll break it down. I'm just telling you off the bat.
Hate that
pick. I have one.
Hate that pick. Okay. Let's get into college football. Let's review last week quickly. I had the Lions. They covered. I had the Eagles. They did not cover. They blew that game after being up 17. I thought that was easy. And they look like they are headed towards a disaster in Philly.
What's going on with Jacksonville? I don't know.
Not good. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. I had Arizona. They did not do well. and I had the Jets. They did not do well. On the other hand, and I can't, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head last week, I had four, I went 4-4. So whatever it was, I don't remember my exact record or the exact plays, but I went 4-4 in the NFL. I went 1-0 in college football. And then I went like 6-1 in NBA and MLB and NHL. So, you know, bully for me there. But I mean, I guess, you know, those don't count because they're on Twitter or whatever. Yeah. So, however, I'll get you the NFL ones. But I mean, pretty much. Oh, I had the Titans.
Yep, who came back. They should have went for two, and they lost.
Yes, so I had the Titans. I had the Saints.
Oh, by the way, another 6.5, 7-point spread. One of the things we talked about last week. Be careful of those.
Yes.
And if I am correct, I believe the Colts might have been the only team that was 6.5 who covered, and I think the Rams were the other. But for the most part, though, those games went either way. If you bet those 6 to 10s.
Kansas City was 6.5.
And then, yeah, exactly. There's another one. And speaking of that game, somehow I took the under 45. And somehow it hit, and I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
In what game?
The Kansas City Sunday night game was the total.
You mean under 56?
Sorry, 56.5.
Yeah.
I had 56.5, and it landed on 55. The Chiefs could have kicked a field goal there and instead went for it on fourth down.
I was going to say, if you ever want to know if the NFL is rigged, the answer is there you go.
They knew the spread.
Of course they do. They all know that they know the spreads. They know the over-unders. And I have plenty of friends who play college football who will tell you the same thing. They will tell you the exact same thing. Yep. So anyways, 4-4 in the NFL last week. Not great for me.
I did well. I just had some bad losses. I had Jacksonville, bad loss.
You had Jacksonville. You did have the Colts.
I had the Colts. I had the Colts, Patriots.
Yep.
Who was the third team? I took the Cowboys who doinked it.
Yes.
And then I had Kansas City. So I think I went 5-3 in the NFL last week, but I had a three-team parlay with the Jaguars, Lions and Patriots.
Yeah,
I hate the Jaguars.
So this week's NFL, the Eagles Jags, gonna be interesting game. We'll certainly discuss that.
London game.
I know another.
You sound like you're from London.
Yeah, very foggy London town. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. But let's get into college.
Let's do this because they want us to like do little breaks now. I don't know. Supposedly they're gonna insert something in the middle here. So. You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. At Over Under 985 on Twitter, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz on Twitter to send us any of your questions or any of your thoughts on games. We'll pause and we'll get right into college football, which is starting to heat up, Dan Lifshatz, right here on Over Under 985.
You're listening to The Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
All right, back here, OverUnder985, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, taking a look at college football. Just to bring something up quickly, we're recording this on Friday, so obviously there's Thursday night football games. I had Virginia Tech, and I was wrong. I've been betting Georgia Tech all year long. Wins, losses, just, I don't know. I love their option. They kicked Virginia Tech's ass last night, and I had the Hokies -3, and I was wrong.
So I know that a lot of sharps had Baylor last night.
Oof.
I know that a lot of sharps
West Virginia, that was a surprise.
I know the sharps had Ball State last night.
Yeah, Ohio is going to win that, the MAC.
So what I told you, I like Toledo. And I liked the over.
Appalachian State went down, though. Who saw that coming?
App State lost. I liked both Toledo and the over in Georgia, and I played neither one of them. I played nothing last night except for the Thunder. That was my only play. That was it. Nothing else last night. So
college football this week. I mean, the one game that stands out to me right off the bat is Georgia and Florida. Georgia's, I think, had a week to prepare for this. Florida's been pretty good. Their defense is outstanding. Quarterback play can be inconsistent, but right now Georgia, it opened at 8, it's now at 6.5. Georgia's at home. There's that funny 6.5 number there, Dan.
Yeah, it's going to be Florida. I think Florida's at home. Yeah, it's at TIA Bank. It's in Florida. But however,
how are they? How is okay? Yeah, it is in Florida. You're right.
Yeah, so it's in Florida.
It says Florida at Georgia. So
yep. It's okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's probably on what?
Yeah, it's Bodog probably yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah. So, anyways, so Georgia is at Florida.
Georgia won last year, by the way, 42-7.
It's at TIAA Bank, so it's not technically a home game, but it's a home game for Florida. So, anyways, I mean, listen. Georgia has to win. Their season is in serious trouble at this point. They're going to have to win out, and they're going to have to somehow reach the college football playoff. In order to do that, they have to beat Florida. That being said, 7's a big number. Neutral site, pretty much. So you're pretty much, it's pretty much a Florida home game, in my opinion, but pretty much a neutral site at the same time. I don't really know where to go with this one.
I don't think
Joe.
I'm gonna bet this game, but I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Yeah, I don't there's nothing that I like about this.
Yeah,
one
like where's the value? You know, is it Florida? The value's probably Florida, right?
Yeah, I mean it probably is. They probably want you
great
to take
defenses.
Georgia.
Do you lean the under? I mean
it's at 52, which is high in my opinion. That screams that they want you to take the under there, at least if you're just looking at it. There's nothing I like about this game, Joe. I mean, really, I think it's an interesting one, but there's really nothing that I would say that stands out to me that I think is very interesting. So
I think Fromm is better than Franks. I think Franks is having a better season than Fromm. But Fromm's probably a little bit more consistent. And the running game for Georgia is better, but I don't think it will happen against that Florida defense.
That's fair.
That's the game. That, to me, that's the game of the week. I just don't see real value on a side.
I have to say, there's not a lot of big games this week. There's just not. This is kind of a down week in terms of like big games. So you know, there's a few. I mean, we should.
Yeah, like Kentucky, Missouri is probably an interesting one.
Yeah,
that running back, by the way, for Kentucky is outstanding. Was it Snell?
Yes, and you know, Kentucky's been fun to watch all year. I mean, really, they've been a electric team to watch. They've been fun. They beat Florida finally.
They just don't put enough points.
But they don't have the top end talent. They just don't. I don't know, man. There's nothing special.
How about Stanford, Washington?
So okay, Stanford. This is an interesting one to me this week, Joe. Washington State is what coming off of another huge win.
They just had ESPN there.
So this is a huge letdown spot for them. Huge letdown spot. If you want to talk about a big spot where a team just kind of lets down and just is not prepared. Now, I know that Stanford is conservatively coached and they play conservative football. And, you know, not everyone likes the way that they play. I have to say, I like Stanford this week. I really do. Oof. I think this is going to be a spot where Washington State's going to have a hard time getting up again on the road after they just beat Oregon. Probably their game of the year, honestly. You know, Mike Leach has been awesome against the spread. They're 7-0 against the spread
awesome.
This year. Yep, he's been awesome.
Costello's been pretty consistent for Stanford as well.
Yes, and
it's just what do they get out of Bryce Love, you know?
Well, I mean, he's just been so banged up this year. I do think that Stanford is going to win this game. I don't know if they cover the 3. I'd say maybe 2.5. I'd be more interested in it. I still think that Stanford's going to win. I think they probably win by 6 or so. I think that Stanford wins and, you know, Wash State tries to get like a touchdown at the end to win the game and fails. You know, something along those lines.
Stanford's been in every game. They had a couple extra days to prepare for this one. I think the line's right. -3 Washington. And I think the home dog in this situation may be the one to lean. But if we're talking about pure offense.
Stanford is the favorite in this game.
Stanford's the favorite. But not the home dog. That's interesting, by the way. Like, Stanford's at home, favored against. They're playing everything that you did last week. And they're 7-0 against the spread.
They are. But again, we talked about that. Eventually, those teams just. You can't stay consistent against the spread all year. You know, like there's things that you can ride. Like this year, Bama first half and Bama first quarter, you just ride those every single week. I'm not going to give those out. I mean, I'm not going to give that out. But you know what I mean? There are things that you ride. Bama first half a couple years ago is Pat's first quarter. It's just one of those things. This year, you've just been riding Washington State as long as you have. I think this is kind of where they get off the train. I think Stanford probably covers and wins this week.
So I want to give a PP out, but I want to discuss it first.
Okay.
Oregon off their loss. Are they upset? Are they upset that they lost to Washington State last week? Because I will fade Arizona at all costs. And if it's 9.5 points, is Oregon going to go on the road to Arizona and not cover that 10 points? Because I've watched Arizona a lot. And Khalil Tate's been overrated. And the kid Rhett Rodriguez last week, you know, I watched them. They suck.
Yeah.
But is it a letdown for Oregon? Because I would like to give that out as a PP, Dan.
See, I think that Oregon's going to rebound this week. I do. I think that they're coming off a huge – they came off a huge win versus Washington, okay? Then they had to go versus Washington State. And that was, again, a bad spot for them. I will tell you this, Joe. I think this is going to be a spot where they need to coast a little bit. And I think that's why the spread is – kind of is where it is. I think that's why it's not incredibly high and you don't see a 15-20 point spread. I think that Arizona, you know, Oregon's definitely going to be the heavily bet public side in this one. There's no question in my mind that that's going to be the case. That being said, I would not touch it. I just think it's kind of one of those things where Oregon wins by like 5 or 6.
That game's at 10:30. So if you got a large bankroll, Just keep an eye on that one throughout the night.
So keep an eye on Joe's Twitter because he's going to lay the 9.5 for Oregon, guaranteed.
Just one more big game we didn't talk about. Should Texas be worried going to Oklahoma State, ranked 7 in the country, 6-1 on the year? They haven't covered the spread often, but right now, Oakklahoma State, the home dog, at 3.5.
Okay.
Should Texas be warned?
So I wanted to talk about this one. This is going to be one of the ones I circled this week. I like an upset here, Joe. I do. I think that Oregon State has been Oklahoma State.
Yep.
I always confuse the two. I think Oklahoma State has been far better than the record. They killed Boise State. You know, then they got throttled a couple weeks in a row. But I do think that this team is a pretty good team. I really do. I think that this is going to be one of those spots where Texas, after they lost to Maryland the first game of the year, and they've been rolling ever since. I just don't see the top-end talent for them. I don't.
They've definitely turned it around, though.
They have, but again, I don't see the top-end talent. I just don't.
Oklahoma State won 13-10 last year, but again, Mason Rudolph, he who did nothing in that game, and it was Ellinger. So I don't know who was going to be the quarterback for this one.
Well, I think Ellinger is going to play.
Okay.
I think that's what they said. Ellinger is going to play. I happen to like Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Cornelius has been pretty good at quarterback.
At 3.5 for me, I like Oklahoma State. I think they probably are going to win this one outright, but I like Oklahoma State plus 3.5. I'm very close to making that a PP, Joe. That was one I had circled going into this week. I like Oklahoma State a lot this week.
Besides that, though, it's kind of a short week. Like,
well, I think there's some other good games. Tonight, for instance, Miami at BC.
Okay.
So this is...
I'm going to give you a real breakdown. A real breakdown here. BC should win this game at home.
I agree.
They should win this game at home. The inconsistent quarterback play of Miami is the difference. And I don't know. BC loves to run the football. They said they wanted to be healthy tonight. A.J. Dillon's missed a lot of time. Like, this could be the game where you run it, play action, and find the deep play. And again, if they struggle, Miami, with their quarterback play against a good BC defense, that's a good defense.
It is hard to play at BC on a Friday night. We saw it a couple years ago with Florida State, remember? They came in, I think they were like top 5 in the country, and BC beat them. I think it was like 10-3. It was like a very low-scoring defensive brawl, and BC beat them. I don't think it's going to be the same defensive brawl tonight. BC does not have the type of defense anymore. But again, I think that BC wins, you know, a 24-21 game. I think that's kind of right around where you see it. The over-under is set at 50. I think it's going to go under the spread. I like BC a lot tonight. I think that BC plus 3.5 is definitely the right side of that one. I think that there's going to be a lot of Miami love. Again, national team. BC has had a couple, you know, a couple tough weeks in a row.
I think Miami's coming off a bad loss, too, right?
But they just,
Florida State?
Yes, and they've just been...
Who loses to Florida State, by the way?
Okay, well, we'll get into that.
Because remember, I think I've lost Florida State a couple of times.
I want to talk about Florida State as well this week, but I think that this is just... This is a bad spot, in my opinion, for Miami. I like BC plus the 3.5 at home.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know if I'll bet it, but that's our breakdown.
I like
fade
it.
Or follow.
And I'm probably going to bet it. To be honest, I'm probably going to bet the BC 3.5. And I know that this is more of a squarish play. I think that BC is probably like the square home dog, but yeah. I still think that BC covers the 3.5 and probably wins out.
I hate Rozier, the quarterback of Miami. I think he sucks so bad. I just don't know how some of these guys make it, like, continue to just. He's been there forever, too. You mentioned Florida State. Clemson this week.
Yes.
Ho hum. I think Clemson just. Rolls them by 20.
Okay, so I'm going to strongly disagree with you. I'm going to be on Florida State this week, and here's what I'll tell you why. Clemson had their game of the year last week. They needed to show up. They needed to show people that they could dominate people. They blew out NC State, and I mean really blew them out. It was a complete under domination, and from now on, they just have to coast to the ACC championship. They don't have to show anything special. Clemson has not been great on the road. They have not. Florida State has been very unimpressive. This is going to be their game of the year for the rest of the year, the biggest game. This is going to be the one that they get up for. I think Florida State covers the 17. I know everyone's going to be on Clemson, especially after last week. I like Florida State plus the 17 this week.
We had a call that on our appearance on Tucker and Rich in Boston. And it said, are there any teams that you fade that you don't go back to? I mentioned the Jaguars right now for me in the NFL. Florida State for me. I've already lost money on them. When Syracuse beat them, that one hurt. That was my bachelor party weekend. I'll always remember that.
That's
out on Florida State.
Okay, but again, that's fair. I like Florida State this week.
Okay,
it's
an angle. You're looking at an angle, yep. And...
All right, I want to talk about a few more because I think the college football slate is not good.
What about Purdue bouncing back, by the way?
But it's interesting. So, okay.
Purdue at Michigan State.
So, Purdue at Michigan State.
Is this one of these letdowns?
Well, Joe, what do you think? I'm going to let you take.
I like Purdue to beat Michigan State.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I like Michigan State this week a lot. I think that this is going to be one of the sharper angles you take a look at.
You know that Purdue's 5-2 against the spread this year?
I do.
And it's Michigan State's 2-5 against
I do. I'm aware of both things. Yeah. I also think that, you know, the spread is pretty much a pick 'em at this point. It's 1 most places, some places 2. I think that Michigan State wins. I think that they are...
The offense is struggling so bad for Michigan
they
State.
They have, but again, Joe,
They held Penn State to like 14 points.
They held Michigan, you know, to... 7. I mean, it was 7-7, and then Michigan broke it open with a 70-yard touchdown. Yeah. But other than that one play, it was a real close game all game. So, I mean, to me, I like Michigan State. I think they're going to slow down Purdue. I think they're going to frustrate Purdue a lot with that very good defense. The over-under is at 48. I like the over. Over the 48 as well. And I think the Michigan State money line at minus 120 is money. Mm-hmm. I like Michigan State, and I will lay the one this week. That is a PP, a pick, a star it, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Michigan State minus 1. I don't know how much more clear I can be. I am playing Michigan State minus 1. That should be very clear for everyone.
Okay, so we have 2 picks so far. We have the Washington Redskins at a pick 'em, and we have Purdue losing. So Michigan State winning the game.
Yes.
So let's just call it minus 1.
Okay. Yeah. So
at a pick 'em.
I have minus 1. That's what I'm going to bet. Right. Minus 1. So, all right. A few more games I want to talk about quickly, Joe. I think that there's some funny games on the schedule this week. NC State laying 2 at Syracuse after their horrific loss. Their season is basically over. You know, they'll make a bowl game. But it's pretty much over. Is this a bounce back spot for them, or is this a spot where Syracuse kind of continues their, you know, surprising role this year? Because I know that I think there's going to be a lot of people on both the over and NC State this week, and I think that Syracuse is still being undervalued in the markets, and then the Syracuse is probably going to beat NC State. Probably.
So last year I had NC State and won this game, but NC State was at home. I think it went over the total. 33-25 was the final score last year.
See, that's where I think the total is going to be right around this year. I think it's going to be more like a 55-58 point game. It's at 66 right now. I like the under.
I like Syracuse at home. I think NC State's a better team, but I think Syracuse wins this game at home.
Yeah, Syracuse home dog and the under. To me, that kind of goes hand
in hand. That's typical ACC play. The ACC is a fairly easy division conference for me to bet.
All right, two more, Joe. Two more. Okay, we're gonna go actually three more, but we'll try and make this one short. Illinois versus Maryland. Maryland laying 17.5.
Maryland.
After Illinois.
Illinois sucks.
They do, but didn't Maryland just get shut out?
That's why they're going to come back and pound their ass.
Yeah, I mean...
Dude, Illinois really sucks.
I know,
Lovie
Smith is terrible. I get that. But, I mean, they literally just got shut out 23-0.
I see like
home.
A 35-17 win for Maryland.
Okay. I'm not playing the game. I just thought it was interesting that after Maryland got shut out by Iowa,
you know, they've never
now
played
laying 17.5.
These teams have never played each other ever.
That's not surprising. I mean, they've been in different conferences for forever. So
Illinois does have a good running back, Corbin. I've watched them play.
Their team is awful.
But it's because they're always losing.
The 17.5 is very strange. Very strange to me. Seriously, that is a
Maryland's
is a
also
wacky
got that.
Spot.
They always got that off-field stuff hanging over them.
That's true.
It motivated them that first week against Texas.
It did, and that was
maybe there's another spot for that.
I don't know.
Or it could go the other way after their loss.
It's weird. It's a weird spread. I mean, obviously, you have to talk about laying the 17.5 if you're looking at the right side. But I'm not touching that.
Hey,
line.
Dan, would you take 22 points with Navy against Notre Dame?
No.
How about
not.
24 points?
Yeah, I think I'd probably take... probably not.
It's at 24 right now.
I think it'd probably lay 27. I think that Notre Dame... I think that Navy has just been garbage this year.
Yeah.
You've had to really pick and choose your spots with them this year. However, I think that Notre Dame is going to flat-out roll that team. We've seen Notre Dame cover most of those high spreads. I know they didn't cover, like, Ball State at, like, 15 and a few others. But I think against the team like Navy, they'll probably roll. That team is probably I don't think it's coached that well. I think they'll probably roll that one.
I have a warning for everybody out there. I was really high on Hawaii early on in the season. Their quarterback's outstanding. But they've sucked over the last couple of weeks.
I told you they were going to regress.
Connor McDonald, he has 29 touchdowns this year and 3 interceptions. Like, the numbers look great. It pops out. Hawaii, 6-3. Connor McDonald, you know, it's like, all right, nope. Fresno this week. Lay it. Bet it and forget it. And I'm not making it a pee-pee because it's 21.5 points, but like...
25.5.
Woo!
25.
Oh, now it's getting up to 25?
Holy
oh,
crap.
No, I might
25.5.
See, now they're getting disrespectful.
That's a lot of love.
See, that's what's happened. See, I follow that team. They're one of those degenerate plays at the end of the night. They were up 10-14-0 last week. I went to sleep. They lost 40-22.
That's crazy.
So I'm out on Hawaii, but now they're getting disrespectful. Even the books are onto them now.
All right.
That's a lot of points there.
Two more for you. Wisconsin, Northwestern. Wisconsin laying 4.5 at Northwestern.
Oof, Northwestern's such a tough
place. Only four and a half.
Okay,
though,
that line's dead on. That line's dead on. Here's the deal with Wisconsin. Loaded offensive line. Good defensive players. Hornibrook just isn't really much of a playmaker. But that, like last year, the final score was 33-24 at Wisconsin. That's going to be a tough game. This could be a 4-point game.
So I like Thorson a lot. I think Thorson is a very good player. I think that Northwestern covers that 4.5. I'm not going to play it. I'm not telling you to do it. But that is a very interesting spread. Probably one of the weirder spreads of the week.
Hornibrook threw 2 picks against Northwestern last year.
Yeah, he's not a good player.
He's not. It's the running back that's outstanding.
He's not. Okay. And final, a New England special. Massachusetts, UMass, on the road at UConn, laying 5, Joe.
UMass.
I like UMass as well. The over-under is at 65.5. I'm going to play the over in that one. I'm not making an official pick, but if I was going to play one, I would like the over in that. UMass, the 5, and the over 65.5. I agree with that. And in one final thought, Joe, one of my sharper friends, or a few of my sharper friends, continuously tell me Northern Illinois this week. Hammer Northern Illinois. They are going to cover versus BYU, Northern Illinois, and they have been continuously pounding.
See, I feel like that. Since BYU's made that quarterback change, they've been pretty good.
I'm just telling you, I don't have a lean in that. I'm just telling you.
Oh, so you got like a friend.
Oh, this is not me. This is some information from some sharp bettors. They're telling me Northern Illinois is going to cover versus that 7 versus BYU.
We mentioned teams that are great against the spread. Utah State, watch out for them. They're minus 20 this week versus New Mexico. But they've been rolling. Keep an eye on those teams. It's like, damn, I should have bet them. Like, that's how I feel about Utah State every week. We almost went over every game besides, like, UTEP UAB. You know what I mean? Like, too late, Tulsa.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Iowa, Penn State, or Tennessee, South Carolina. By the way, big must-win South Carolina. They don't win this game, they're not making a bowl. So if you want a parlay piece, South Carolina, money line and a parlay. If you're one of those degenerate people who likes to do, like, the 42-team parlays, South Carolina money line, probably a good spot. If they don't win this week, they're not making a bowl.
All right, NFL picks. Coming up next, we'll take a look at all the games, including the London game between the Eagles and Jacksonville, and, of course, the Monday Night Football game between the Patriots and Buffalo Bills. All that coming up next. A quick pause right here on the Over Under 985 podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. Follow us on Twitter at Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
And we're back. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This is the part of the podcast where we go over all the NFL games, starting with the London game.
London!
Philly at Jacksonville. What was the...
So the line is at 3 or 3.5, depending on where you are right now.
I saw some trend about the London game recently.
So Jack, I'll give you a little bit. Blake Bortles in London, 3-0. 3-0. He plays like freaking Warren Moon.
Whoa, don't tell me that.
He plays him. He is elite in
like
London.
Warren Moon.
Philly has been garbage this whole season. I told you they were going to regress. I told you they are not as good as they were last year. They had an outlier of a year last year. They have not been remotely as good this year. I really think that Jacksonville is going to beat them soundly. I like Jacksonville plus the 3.5. I think Jacksonville wins outright. I like Jacksonville every single which way. This is a must-win for them. It's a huge game for Philly, but they can't get anything right. They're coming off another 17-point loss. Jacksonville Jaguars, PP, pay, play,
okay.
Pick them, whatever, here you go. This is your alert. I am playing the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 3.5.
We have three plays now. Washington Redskins. What was minus one? Michigan State?
Yes.
And now we have the Jaguars. I am going to lean to Dan on this one. Everybody is going to bet the Eagles in this game the way that Jacksonville's been playing. Everybody.
Which is funny because they don't remember that Philly blew a 17-point lead last week, but I fully agree with you. Everyone is going to bet Philly. Everyone.
You know that Wentz has only one interception, since 10 touchdowns, one interception this year.
Yeah, but he's been terrible. He doesn't look remotely like the same guy he's been. He won't run with the ball. He looks tentative. Some games he looks hurt. Some games he looks healthy. There's something wrong there. Like last week they were rolling and then he stopped. He stopped throwing downfield. It's like he got tentative and started throwing everything as a check down and they lost. They blew a 17-point lead.
You're right. They've won 3 in a row at Wembley Stadium.
Yes. Blake Bortles is Warren Moon in London.
Pass on that game.
It's a true story. Give me the Jags. Plus
now listen, I love betting in general. And I'll probably bet on the game at some point. Pass. pass on that game. So, Dan.
I know you're going to text me. I know you're going to text me tomorrow morning and be like, or Sunday morning and be like, oh, I bet the Jags. I bet the Jags. Like, I was on a bet last night. I bet the Jags.
I'd rather just follow instead of trying to figure it out. All right. So, I'm on the Skins as a pick 'em right now. Giants on a short week. Terrible Monday night game this week, by the way. I like the Skins, and there's nothing that you can tell me to go off of them besides the fact that how come the Skins cannot win back-to-back games? I think the streak breaks this week.
So, okay, the books.
And then Eli Manning gets traded to Jacksonville.
So last week, the books had their best week in over 7 years. Last week, the books slayed. They won the Chiefs. They won the Patriots. They won, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head who else they won. They won Denver. They won, they won Indy. The public. The public had their best, the books had their worst week in 7 years. I'm sorry.
Had Miami big last night, too.
The books needed Arizona. Denver won big. The books needed Chicago. New England won and covered. The books needed Buffalo. Indianapolis blew them out. The books needed the Jets. Minnesota won by 20. The books needed Jacksonville. Houston won by 13. The books needed Baltimore. New Orleans won by one on a missed kick by Justin Tucker. The books needed San Francisco. The Rams won by 19. The books needed the books needed Cincinnati, and Kansas City beat them by 35. The only saving grace last week for the books, the absolute only one, was the Giants covering last week. That was it. They got slaughtered. Books got killed last week. It was bad. There were bookmakers on Twitter literally posting pictures of white flags, waving the white flag. It was bad. It was bad, Joe. So this week is bounce back week for the books. You think they're pissed? They're pissed. Bounce back week for the books. I think the Giants are going to win this game somehow. Don't ask me how. It's a divisional game. It's at home. The Redskins have not been great on the road this year. I told you, Joe, I've been locked in on the Redskins all year. Have I not been?
Yep.
I've been locked in. I'm now 4-0 against the spread with this team. I'm telling you right now, the Giants are going to win that game. I'm not officially giving it as a pick yet, but man, am I finding it hard not to play the Giants this week. I am. I'm finding it hard.
Not only is my money on the game, but we have other people's bankroll money on the game.
Yes. So. For Rich from Toucher and Rich is now on the Redskins, and I told him, good luck.
And he's following me because you picked
Arizona last week. So that's fair. Oh, to be fair, I'm
5-1
on Toucher and Rich in the 1 week he gives me a hard time about it.
That's why.
It's fine.
That's
why. I'm okay with that. I can handle that. Okay. I was wrong. I will own that.
Seattle at Detroit. Your lookalike has done a decent job at 3-3.
So Matt Patricia, yes, my lookalike. They are the second best team against the spread this year in the NFL after the Chiefs, followed by the Browns, followed by the New Orleans Saints, followed by the Minnesota Vikings. Top five against the spread teams this year so far. So what I'm going to tell you is I think everyone's going to be on Seattle this week. And I think I kind of like Detroit. I haven't fully talked myself into it. I have not. But I kind of like the Detroit at 3. I kind of do. I have not fully talked myself into it, Joe. But I just think, I know that their metrics have been terrible. They do not have good offensive metrics. They do not have good defensive metrics. But I think that Detroit has a pretty good defensive line. Facing that not-so-great offensive line of Seattle, I continuously think that Seattle struggles versus the run. Kerryon Johnson finally has emerged as a legitimate back in Detroit. I like Detroit this week. I think that they are going to win this game, and I think they will cover that 3.
I'm going to pass on this game just for the simple fact that Seattle has kind of owned Detroit. And I know they're not the same Seattle team. They're not the same. That's just a fact.
And the history is the reason why I have not, decided to make a play on it. But I think Detroit is a different team this year with Patricia. They have some good coaching. I think Patricia is an upgrade. Would that be fair?
So far, he's found a running game. Hasn't that been Detroit's biggest issue? has just been running the football
running
the last couple
and
years.
Just, I think defense. And I think
like they've had leads where they couldn't even hand the ball off to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, and I think they have a running back
and
now.
And they got Blunt, and they like Kerryon Johnson's been outstanding. And
yep, I think, and Riddick has been good. And yeah. So, you know, between those three guys, they finally have a running game, and, you know, they're able to do that. And I think that Matt Patricia has been a coaching upgrade. So, you know, everyone hated him week one, and he was terrible against the Jets. And since then, they've covered every single spread. All you need to know.
Okay. That's the Detroit-Seattle game. I'm going to pass on that one as well. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati. Hate this game. Opened at 6, now at 3.5.
Yeah, so the Sharps.
Since he's at home.
The Sharps love Tampa Bay this week.
See, I like Cincy at home in the spot.
See, Cincy at home, Cincy's starting to look more and more like a fraudulent team to me every
really?
Single week. Every week since they lost
that
Tyler
Chiefs
Eifert,
game was pretty bad last
since
week.
They lost Tyler Eifert, they continuously look worse and worse. 3.5, though. 3.5. I like Tampa Bay at 6. 3.5? I don't know, man. There is nothing to like about this one for me. I do think the over 54.5 is interesting, though.
I was going to say, aren't Tampa Bay and Cincinnati both one of those teams that have gone over in, I think, like 4 or 5 games this year?
They are. So there's going to be – I think that I'm probably going to play the over 54.5 there.
Tampa Bay's 5-1 on the over this year.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's 4-3.
I think I'm probably going to play it. I have not talked myself into it fully, but be prepared for a PP or a possible pick on Tampa Bay since the over.
Ooh.
The 3.5, though, is weird. I do not. That's a weird spread.
50, that's a high total there. 53
it's also
and a half.
Interesting because the team totals are still 4 apart, but the spread is only 3.5 apart. So whenever I see a team total that is that different than the spread, it gives me pause.
Mm.
Even 1 point.
Pass for me on that game. Jets at Bears. This is going to be the square play of the week, right? How many people are going to bet the Bears in this one?
I think it's going to be one of them. I think we're going to talk about the square play coming up, and I think you're probably going to pick them. But
we'll find out.
Probably. But yeah, I think that everyone's going to be on the Bears. Khalil Mack is hurt. He does not look like the same player. He was not good last week versus New England. Trubisky, for putting up the amount of points that they did on the Patriots, was terrible. He was not good. He was missing open receivers left and right. The Bears should have won that game outright. They were not good. Trubisky, the Jets' defense has not been great. They've allowed plenty of points this year, but they also continuously force turnovers. I like the Jets this week. I do.
So just be careful with the Jets. Bilal Powell's done for the year. Crowell's dealing with a bad foot injury. He's like what leads the league in rushing.
I believe Elijah McGuire is going to be activated in
the
IR.
So, and then you have, again, that rookie quarterback on the road against that Bears defense. I would beware.
I understand that. But again, you also have Trubisky, who's, I mean, not a rookie quarterback, but a second-year guy and has looked. I mean, who do you think has been a better quarterback this year, Darnold or Trubisky? It's been pretty tough. I mean, really.
Trubisky's got 13 touchdowns, 6 picks. Darnold's 10-10.
Yeah, but again, those stats are misleading. Darnold threw an
interception. They both have the same amount of yards.
But Darnold threw an interception on his first play.
Yeah.
Darnold, they've faced a much better schedule.
I think Trubisky has more weapons, too.
I think that, yeah,
Howard,
definitely.
Cohen's been awesome.
Cohen, Burden.
Burden's
Howard,
awesome.
Robinson.
Gabriel.
Taylor Gabriel, thank you. I'm sure we're forgetting.
Yeah,
I'm sure we're forgetting someone
the
else.
The Jets are just a consistent team week in and week out that are dealing with injuries. Prior again got released. I'd stay away from this one, but if I was going on a side here, it's Chicago. But I just think 7's too much.
To me,
this is like a 3.5-4
so
line.
I think it's up to 8 now.
Wow, it's because of the now the Bears are 8-3 in their last 11 against the Jets.
I like the Jets this week. I do. I'm not playing it. I'm not playing it. I'm just telling you, I lean towards the Jets this week. That's all.
Interesting game for me here. Baltimore at Carolina. I've watched Carolina every week. They play their asses off. They also play to their competition. Like, they're one of those teams that if they play the Rams, they're probably going to play them tough. Like, they always play. I can't figure out Baltimore. Do they not like playing at home? Like, are they just one of those teams that has to go on the road and win?
They're a weird team, right? I mean, just continuously been a much better road team this year than they have been a home team. A weird team, a hard team to figure out. That being said, they probably should have won last week if Tucker doesn't miss that extra point.
Yeah.
I think there's probably a good chance they blew, I think it was a 10-point fourth quarter lead going into that one. Not a good week. Justin Tucker missed his first extra point in the history of his career, college, NFL, preseason. First extra point he's ever missed. That's how they lost the game 24-23 to the Saints. Just not a good week for them. I kind of like them in the spot. Again, good road team. I don't love either one of them. I do think the under 44 is in play here. I do. I think the under 44 is pretty solid.
Like someone's going to win 23-20.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very defensive type game. I do. It kind of seems that way to me. I kind of like Baltimore, but I'm definitely not rolling with them this week. I'm not excited about them.
Yeah.
I do think there's a possibility I might play the under 44.
I have heard Cam Newton has been injured, but he's going to play. Another thing here too, Carolina 3-0 at home this year.
They are, yeah, and
they had that big Graham Gano kick a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, was that against the Giants, right?
Yep.
And so, but they didn't cover. The spread was 3. They did not cover. I know that because I was on the Giants that week. So, but yeah, it's a weird spread. It is. And it opened at a pick'em, and the Sharps have bet Baltimore up to 2.5, too. So, interesting.
That's going
to
be a good game. I love Cleveland. Don't know why.
Wow, I'm shocked.
No. Not I love Cleveland to win.
Oh.
That team is so interesting to watch.
Okay, now we're
like, if you are a fan, you're watching the Browns every week.
Third best team against the spread this
year. Oh, awesome. 5-2 against the spread.
Hugh Jackson's about to get fired.
What is up with that? I'd ride that guy out.
So Hugh Jackson.
Don't get me wrong. I thought he should have been fired 2 years ago.
He's got if Hugh Jackson.
Who would take over there? By the way,
it's got to be Todd Haley.
You think it would be Haley?
Yeah.
It's oh be man, Haley. He's just terrible.
I don't like Haley. But
what about Greg Williams?
No, hell no. That guy can never be a head coach after that again. But no, Hugh Jackson's got to be the worst NFL coach by far. By far.
You should make that fat guy. Well, whose gut moves when he says hi?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. The offensive line coach.
He was
fantastic. Yeah, no, Hugh Jackson is the worst head coach in the NFL. Then he said he wants to be more involved with the offense this week. Pittsburgh opened at like 7 or whatever. They're now up to 8, I believe, or 9.
Yeah, they tied earlier this year.
8.5 it is now. Pittsburgh's like 8.5 now. Sure, yeah, I will not be playing this one.
Connor's been good.
Pittsburgh at home has been fantastic. I think that Cleveland somehow backdoors this one. You know, it's like a 16 kind of like point game.
Yeah, last week it was they had no chance, and all of a sudden they tie the game. Yep. Like,
so I think that Cleveland will somehow backdoor this one and cover the spread. They won't win. This will be kind of one of those cover the spread but didn't win. I'm not touching this.
I don't love the line, but I feel like this is a Steelers win.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are definitely going to win. At home, again, big Ben at home. Mm. I much prefer the Steelers, betting Steelers at home. But again, I think somehow it feels to me like Cleveland might just backdoor that one.
Okay. Denver, off their big win against Arizona with extra time to prepare against Kansas City at home. And again, Kansas City's undefeated against the spread. Now, if there's one thing I do remember about these two teams, like I think they played in the preseason. Oh, was it earlier? I forget. No, it was earlier this year, right? These two teams play close games. Like, they have played close games.
Divisional opponents always play differently than out-of-divisional opponents. This is the way it is in the NFL. Divisional games are totally different than non-divisional games. It's the way it is. You know those teams better than you know other teams. That being said, Joe, are you going to be the one that fade Kansas City this week? I'm done with it. I think we've now seen Dan try and fade Kansas City to the point where it's no return. So what do you like, Joe?
The run defense is so bad for the Broncos. I feel like Kareem Hunt runs for like 200 yards.
I think that's possible. I can see everything. I can see Denver coming out and using every trick in the book to try and keep this game close. I can see Kansas City running away with this one early and Kareem Hunt going nuts. I do think the under is a play in this one.
Ooh.
I do. I think the under 54 is a legitimate play in this one. I think that you're going to see, again, teams that know each other, teams that are not going to be as successful.
Both teams covered last week.
I think you're going to be, Kansas City is off a short week this week. I just think that this is going to be an under type game. I do. I again, whatever under 54 to me looks like a play I'm going to consider playing.
I think I'm in on that.
I think that that is where I'm leaning with this one.
Man, what is this?
Like a 30,
tough week, man.
Like a 30-21 type game. That's kind of where I'm leaning like that. And that would kind of make, you know, right around where that spread is.
Yep. Tough week. Those are the 1 o'clock games. Got the 4 o'clock games coming up in a bit. Tough week.
Yes, it is. This is a very tough slate, Joe.
Let's go over some of the 4 o'clock games, and then we got a story for you about the guy from Five Dimes, which is wacky. But yeah. I don't know why, but for some reason, I want to back Oakland +3 against the Colts.
For some reason, I'm going to be the square in this situation.
Did you think I was going to be the square on this
one? I thought we were going to be agree here. I think that Oakland is the worst team in the league. I think that they're
clearly rebuilding.
Remember we did our pre-podcast, Joe?
And what we took the under.
What was my favorite play?
Was
the under and the Raiders. I hated the under 8.5 for their season total, and I should have stuck with it on the actual podcast, but I didn't. I hate Oakland. I cannot back that team. It's like backing the Cleveland Cavs right now in the NBA.
Why is the line so low?
It is weird. It is
like
a
Doug
weird
Martin
going
to go off this week.
Doug Martin and
Richard or whatever,
Jalen Richard are going to go off. I don't know, man. I don't get the spread. I don't. This seems sort of like a sharp trap to me. It really does. I'm not betting the Raiders. There's a 0% chance of betting the Raiders. I might parlay the Colts money line. Might. With something else. I might be that guy.
I'm out on this game.
I'm not, but I'm not playing it right now. This is interesting, Joe. The over-under is at 50.5. That's so high for, I mean, the Colts, I get. The Raiders? I don't know. It's you're telling me the Raiders are actually going to score points? I don't know, man. I'm out on this game. Maybe you'll see me on the call. But if I'm leaning anything, I'm going square in this one. You want to see a square side finally that wins for me? The Colts in this one. This seems like a square play of all square plays.
Does Arizona get your money back this week at home against San Francisco?
I'm not going to bet it, but I think Arizona wins.
1-6 teams. Arizona, a home dog.
I think Arizona's going to win this.
San Fran didn't show up last week after playing pretty well against Green Bay.
And again, San Fran got dominated by Arizona at San Fran. I mean, dominated. Arizona was significantly better than them. So, yeah, I like Arizona again this week. And again, I am not playing that. Over under 42. Nope. Hard passing on everything.
I'm completely – when 4 o'clock comes around this week – I'm not touching Oakland or Arizona. Not doing it. But there's two other good games. Green Bay getting no respect at the Rams. I like the Rams.
See, that's interesting. I'm surprised you went with the Rams.
No, you know why? Because I've learned on the Packers. Their defense is not good. And Rodgers has to do it on his own. I just think against that pass rush, he's going to struggle.
They can't
run the football.
I'm going to agree with you. I think everyone is going to be on the Packers. It's the largest spread ever. The problem is there are so many ways for Green Bay to backdoor this game. Like if, you know, Oakland gets up like 21 and they get, you know, a late touchdown 14 and, you know, they have their backup in and Green Bay just runs down the field and backdoors it. Scares me. But, I mean, really, L.A. at 10?
They did it last week.
Yep.
Can they go back to back weeks winning by that many points?
But they didn't even try.
They are undefeated.
Really did not try last week. I really don't think that that San Francisco even bothered showing up for that game. I like LA this week. I really do.
You know what? I feel like this game might be like a 7-point game, like a touchdown where like the Packers could like backdoor.
So let me tell you something. I think the Bucs are going to need the Rams this week. I think the Bucs are going to need the under this week. The over-under is at 56.5. I think that's about right. Very high, it's about right. I very much like the Rams this week. I'm strongly considering making a play this week, Joe. strongly considering it.
I'm leaning Rams in this one. I'm just afraid the line's a little too high.
Yep. See, but I think that's what everyone's going to do. Everyone's going to be on the Packers because they say, oh, that's too many points. I think that's where I'm scared of. But you know what? This year that has not lived true. LSU, you know, versus Auburn and you know, other situations just this year, the too many points thing has not worked out for me this year. So I don't know. It has not worked out for me, but I do like the Rams this week.
Rams have been fun to watch, and Todd Gurley's been outstanding. Man, they're definitely the favorites in the NFC. You know who I think the two best teams are in the NFC? It's the Rams and the Saints, in my opinion.
I think the Saints are going to be due for some massive regression.
So, again, on the road, which they were last week and won, I thought it was you who told me you didn't like Minnesota. So, in this spot, it's a pick 'em right now.
I do not like Minnesota, but I do think.
But in a pick 'em, how do you not lean towards the team that has just been more consistent all year long?
Because again, I think they've been lucky. I mean, they were lucky.
And of course, Minnesota won 29-24 last year on that damn Hail Mary that broke my 3-team parlay that I'm still unhappy about.
I think the Vikings are going to win this week. I think they're being extremely disrespected here. I think home.
Nope. I feel differently.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I think
they're favored. They were favored of 2.5. Now it's a pick 'em.
Yeah. I think that Minnesota is being extremely being disrespected here. I think that everyone, I think the sharp side, I think the public side, I think everyone's going to be on the Saints this week. Everyone. And so I'm a hard pass on the Saints this week. Hard pass on the Saints this week. So, you should see in the other room, Touch and Red Chargers.
No clue.
No idea what they're doing.
We have no clue what we're
talking.
They're
like saluting everyone. It's very interesting. Right now, I like the Vikings this week. I do. I like the Vikings. There's a good chance of going up beyond them this
week.
Can
I give you a stat?
Give me a stat.
Drew Brees, 9 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions in his last 4 against Minnesota. He has owned that ass.
Yes.
Owned that ass.
Yeah. By the way, Minnesota opened at 2.5. And now they're at pick'em. So that is true.
I like revenge spot. Saints on the road, coming off another win.
I'm not. I mean, to be honest with you, I probably won't play this one. I'll probably.
Oh no! I'm all over this one. Give me the Saints.
Pick'em. PP. Officially, Joe is playing the Saints.
Saints. PP. Redskins.
There you go.
And you have.
I have Michigan State, and I have...
There's an NFL game.
Yes, I have Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville. There you go.
Not the Jets.
All right, we got 4 plays for those who say we don't tell our plays enough.
Are we doing Monday Night Football?
4. You know what? Let's do it.
We should.
We should do it. You know why?
Because of the Pats.
Because we're homers.
Apparently. Apparently
right
we're
homers.
Apparently we're homers.
I actually saw you tweet something the other day. Something about, I don't want to hear anybody. Well, it was the 98.5 the sports.
So every single person in 98.5 picked the Red Sox to
besides
win the World
Billy
Series.
Besides Billy Lanny.
No, he picked the Red Sox
to win the World Series. Yeah,
every single person picked the Red Sox to win the World Series.
And we're
homers. And everyone says that we're negative and the station's negatives, even though somehow we're homers on the podcast. I don't get it. No matter where you go, someone thinks that you're either negative or positive, no matter what. So anyways... Yes, everyone thinks the station is negative now. Guess what? Every single person here, every single one picked the Red Sox to win the World Series. And by the way, the series is over. It's over.
Yeah, I have them in 6. I think it's a gentleman's sweep.
I think it's 5.
I think tonight could be, not tonight, maybe game 4. Because if they throw a lefty out there and you got to go. I just think it's a gentleman. They'll get one game in L.A. and the Sox take care of it.
All right, but let's talk about the Pats-Bills here. Okay, Pats-Bills. Pats are laying 14.5 right now.
That's going to go up.
At Buffalo. Over under 44.
On Monday Night Football.
At Monday Night Football. You know Buffalo is going to be lubed up for that game.
Yes.
You know it's going to be a wild scene. And then you know that Derek Anderson's going to take the field and probably shit his pants.
Who's running the football for the Patriots this week?
Who cares? I mean,
let's be honest. Kenyon Barner could rush for 140 yards.
I mean, seriously, who cares?
And get cut next week.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance that Barner will run for like 150 yards this week. I mean, who cares? The Buffalo is so bad offensively, so bad. I don't even think they can score points against the Patriots. Derek Anderson is probably going to play. Either that or it's Peterman. No matter what, I mean, just play the over interceptions. Just go on the go find the prop and go find the over interceptions.
I'm going to go over 44.
I'm going under 44.
The only reason so you think the Patriots defense will play well this week?
I mean, I don't think that this is. I just think it's stupid. I think this is ridiculous. It opened at 44.5. It's now at 44. The sharps are on the under with me. I think this is just stupid, Joe. I really do. I think this game is stupid. I don't even know why we're playing this game. I think this game is going to be a game where we're going to have a lot of injuries.
If the Pats win this, are they already like winning the AFC East?
The Dolphins lost.
If the Jets lose,
the AFC East is over.
Pats win this week, it's over.
I mean, it's already been over. I mean, they beat Miami, they beat Chicago, it's over. Sorry. Since they won last week, it's over. It's over at this point. So they're going to beat Buffalo. Are they covering the 14? I don't know. I think it's going under 44.
What was the spread? What was the stat you mentioned about last year? It was like 61%, 81% of the teams. Forget about the spread. Just take a side.
Yep.
That's probably the angle in this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whoever – you just pick a side. Everyone's probably going to be on the Pats. Even laying that line, they'll probably be on the Pats. The books will probably need the Bills again. The Pats will probably somehow cover again because that's what the Pats do.
And then the Patriots also play Green Bay on Sunday Night Football next week.
They do. So, again, short week. I don't know what to tell you. I think that this is going to be a very look ahead game for the Pats. I think it's still.
It's a shit game.
But Buffalo, is so bad.
It's Pats.
So bad.
Pats and nothing. And personally, I like the over.
I like the under. I will probably play the under in 44, but you can wait for me on that. But I do like the under 44 in the Patriots game this week.
All right, Dan. And one more time, we're giving our picks. I have an NFL. It was Washington. And who was the other?
You have the Redskins. And you have the Saints this week.
Okay. Both around to pick them.
I have the Jaguars +3.5, and I have Michigan State laying 1 versus Purdue.
Those are our picks, everybody. One final thought before we get out of here. We'll just pause for a second here. Don't go anywhere, everybody. Make sure. At over under 985, at Dan Lifshads, at Joey Murr. You can find all our picks on there. We're not touts. We're just, hey, who's who we like tonight?
Yeah, we're not touts. I'm not charging you a service. I give you free picks. I'm just not going to give you every single one of my picks and all my information. That's not how I operate. Sorry.
There you go. All right, quick pause here, and we'll wrap up with a sad gambling story.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
All right, Dan, quickly. What the hell happened with Five Dimes?
So Tony of Five Dimes, we kind of previewed it last week, was kidnapped in some sort. I don't know exactly what happened, but Tony from Five Dimes was kidnapped. Okay.
In Costa Rica,
which is where Five Dimes is out of. And basically,
They recovered his body.
So not
a 43-year-old American who disappeared on the 24th. Known as Tony, was reported missing after leaving work, and they found his body.
William Sean Creighton, who known as Tony, last seen on the evening of the 24th, left work and reportedly went to drop off a coworker in the area of Curry Debat. 43-year-old expat holds the Costa Rican nationality. He is married to a Costa Rican, so I guess
he was captured. And there was a mysterious ransom phone call that demanded $750,000 in a ransom fee to be paid in Bitcoin.
I told you last week that they were trying to get everyone to deposit in Bitcoin.
Oh,
and there was a reason that they called me, and I was like, I'm not doing that. I think I'm all set. And then when I heard the story, I was like, oh, crap, and I pulled my money out of there. So Tony's Tony was unfortunately.
I don't mean
dead.
To laugh about the guy being
it's
kidnapped.
Not, I mean, it's not funny. I mean,
it's just that we want 750,000 ransom in Bitcoin. Like, that's funny. It's like,
well,
it reminds
because,
me of, like,
well, it's
Austin Powers, $1 million. You know,
well, it's untraceable, and that's why they wanted Bitcoin. I mean, listen, it sucks. I'm Tony. I've had dealings with him before. He is a interesting guy. I don't think.
Yeah,
he's
I've
a nice
actually
guy.
Heard other people say they've spoke to him. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he deals with a lot of high players.
It's shady business. Come on. There's no other way to say it.
So listen. I've dealt with him before. He's not the nicest of guys, but it's really unfortunate what happened to him, and I'm very worried about the sports book. There have been 20 people over there telling us it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But you know, you always worry about these things. Always. So, unfortunately, the end of that story is kind of as we thought it was going to be. Tony's body was recovered this week.
Well, Tony, R.I.P., my man. R.I.P. All right, Dan, well, that wraps up the show this week. Anything else to get off your chest?
No. You know, be good luck this week.
Yeah, good luck.
And, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about, I'm going to stop thinking about giving out free picks to you guys. You guys are selfish, but I love you guys anyways. You know, but the guys who listen to this podcast are awesome. You guys are great.
Yes.
It's a you know, the assholes on Twitter who think everyone thinks they're sharp now because they bet, you know, $20 a game. So, you know, those guys suck.
All right, for Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Mari. This has been the Over Under 985 podcast. Of course, check us out on Twitter. That's where we post all our picks. You know who we got.
Who you got.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.